the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Geneva, Jerry, Jim, and Cheryl, family and friends, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some well-meaning people will try to tell you and I that death is just one of those natural parts of life. They will tell us that death is something that we simply need to accept and deal with. But if that were the truth, we should not be here today mourning the loss of Harold. In fact, if death is just a natural part of life, then we really should not show any concern over the death of a loved one. If it is just a natural part of life, we should just shrug our shoulders with apathy, the same way nature seems to not care about the death of a sparrow. And yet, regardless of people telling us that death is just some sort of natural part of life, we find ourselves mourning this day. In fact, we take time off from work, time off from school, and we gather together in a funeral service such as this. The reason why? Because a precious family member and a precious friend, a beloved friend, has been taken away. Because death has swallowed another victim. And each of us feels that pain and sadness of separation in our own very unique way. Therefore, what you feel today is not the way things should be. It is most definitely not the way things should be. In other words, death is not natural. It is not just another part of life. Death and sadness and mourning are not what God created you for. You see, God never created any of us to die. That is why there is a cramp of pain inside you, a shadow of anxiety lurking about. Because when we see a loved one, like Harold, taken down by the grave, we are reminded that it is just a matter of time before death comes for us as well. And as we consider death, we must confess that no matter how brave we are, death still stirs up our hearts and our minds. Death, it strips our calmness away, and it strips our confidence from us, and it disturbs our thoughts, causing restless nights. Dear friends, we were not created for death. Harold was not created for death as well. However, because of sin that entered the world through Adam and Eve, our parents, death is at work in our very own bodies. Sin is what is at work in our bodies. Sin is what kills. Sin is what strikes fear into our hearts, and it is what covers us with darkness. This anxiety and this distress that we experience are not the way it was intended to be. And so we all live our lives under this thick, dark veil of death. We live under the uncertainty of death. We live under the discomfort of death. We live under the fear of death, especially this day as we remember and grieve the loss of Harold. So, here we sit. Here we shuffle. We shuffle in our seats under that thick, dark veil of death. And here we are with troubled hearts and anxious thoughts. Maybe, my friends, maybe if we listen hard enough, if we pause and we listen, off in the distance we might hear the laughter of death as it chuckles and attempts to press in on us. But dear friends, take note. Yes, take note where you are at right now. You are here in a church. You are in Christ Jesus' church. You are not here to listen to the laughter of death. You are not here to sit under that thick, dark veil of death. You are not here to embrace a troubled heart and anxious thoughts. No, you are here this morning in this funeral service and in this church, in Christ Jesus' church, to hear what the Lord has to say about death and what the Lord has to say about Harold. Dear friends, listen right now. Listen to what the Lord says in His word for us. And that is this: Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let your hearts be troubled, because Jesus is the way out of this veil of death. As our Savior, Jesus the Christ, gave Himself into death on that cross for you, for me, and for Harold. Jesus, who had no sin of His own, but in His love for you and for me and for Harold, He took all of that sin, our sin, upon His shoulders, and He carried all of this sin to the place called Golgotha, where He received our punishment and the wages of our sin. And He did that on His own accord. What this means is that Jesus willingly gave His life in our place. He died Harold's death so that Harold might have Jesus' life and have it to the fullest. You see, Jesus has gone before Harold. He's gone before Harold into that grave, and He opened a gaping hole in the belly of death. The grave, it could not hold onto Jesus, our Lord, because He, that is Jesus, is life itself. Jesus has overcome sin. He has overcome death. He has overcome it all. And because Jesus rose from the clutches of the tomb, we too, with our brother Harold, will rise from our graves as well, to serve and worship our Lord Jesus Christ for all eternity in His kingdom, which has no end. This is Jesus' word for us this morning, His promise that He makes to you and that He makes to me, a promise from John's gospel. Let not your hearts be troubled this day. Let your hearts not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the way out of this veil of tears, this veil of death. He is our joy in today's sadness and our life in death. Let your hearts not be troubled, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, believe in God, believe also in me. And so this day, this morning, we do believe. We do believe because Jesus has graciously called us and enlightened us by his Holy Spirit, through his Holy Spirit and the sacrament of holy baptism, he has brought Harold, and he has brought you, and he has brought me to saving faith in himself. Jesus has brought us to believe in him and to trust in him and to know that he has made a way out of this present veil of tears and out of the sadness, out of the heaviness of death. That faith, my friends, which trusts in Jesus, in his death and resurrection and the salvation and eternal life given to that faith, is a free gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lovingly keeps and preserves us in that faith until we are brought into his everlasting life. Whether that be when we close our eyes in death and open them in his glorious presence, like Harold well, or when we come again on the clouds to gather his church home. In the meantime, the Lord fills us with his grace. He fills us with his grace, and he strengthens our faith through his word and his sacraments. All we need do is to stand in the shower of his goodness and his mercy, placing ourselves squarely in front of that altar of his church and eating and drinking deeply of his gifts of life and salvation in his holy supper and his word. In his mercy, our Savior will keep our faith alive and growing. It is in that same mercy that we commend our dear brother, Harold, today to God's keeping until the day of the resurrection. Now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and keep your minds in peace, in calmness, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.